can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be bright.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing today? Everyone around the world, it's Live, Laugh, and Be You with our host, Audrey Lynette, and in sunny, more than likely sunny California, and Dave and Lynn Laskowski here in rainy Kansas City. And to, I know via Facebook, we've got a bunch of listeners all around the world now, over in Europe and Australia, and probably on the International Space Station, and all the ships at sea, and maybe other galaxies. I have no idea. Hello to all the grays, wherever you guys are hiding today. We're going to have an outstanding show today. We're very excited about the subject matter today, and we're going to get right into it. It's going to be all about judgment. And Audrey, good day to you. Good day, or however it's pronounced down under.
It's good day, mate. Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate, to everybody around the world. How's it getting better there? Hello, David and Lynn, and thank you for that all-around-the-world gratitude and attitude. I love it. How do we get so lucky?
Absolutely.
Woo-hoo. Rock on. And I'm so glad to be on the line with you both today. I know we've already had lots of chats about judgment, so I can't wait to hear what comes out for you all out in the world there. And I look forward to sharing it with you. Yep. And how are you doing today, Lynn?
I am doing absolutely phenomenally fantastic.
Woo-hoo. I like it.
Yeah.
It's always a joy to have those words roll together in one sentence.
They're lovely, too. And I noticed, this is going to, for all of you out there, it's like, did you notice how she just felt relaxed about it? Last week when I asked her how she was, she said, everybody keeps getting upset at me because I keep saying I'm fabulous. And I said, you know what? Be willing to have people be upset with you for being fabulous. Because unless you're willing to allow people to be upset with you for feeling fabulous, what do you have to let go of? Your fabulousness.
That's right. Oh,
how does it get any better than that? How simple is that? But it's really hard sometimes. How many of you have felt out there in the world, you're really happy, you're feeling good, you're having a good day, and then you start laughing and somebody says, what are you so happy about? Well, who said you could laugh? Keep quiet. Stop that. I know that's happened to none of us on the phone.
No, and I remember actually doing that to my children when they were all just filled with joy, and three of them, and to be in the back of a van, and how I would stifle their enthusiasm, and I was making them wrong for being right. And but we don't do that anymore. But not an uncommon thing to happen.
It isn't, and I know I just jumped straight into the examples because it was just a fabulous one, and it reminded me in my chat with Lynn the other day where she was really concerned because it's like it seemed like she was, as the word she used, pissing people off all the time by coming out. You come out and say, how are you doing? I'm fabulous, having a wonderful day. Really? How can you be so joyful? How come you're always like that? You're always like that. And she didn't let go of the fabulousness entirely, did you, Lynn?
No.
Well, were you just questioning yourself about whether you were right or wrong with all of that?
I usually question myself if I'm wrong. And what I'm wrong about, because they, well, there I go with that, because.
another word to add to the list. It's the new word.
I always believe that I'm wrong for being so happy all the time, and I don't believe that way.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
How cool is that?
It's pretty cool. I am really enjoying it even more. And I have no problem telling people I am absolutely, fabulously, fantastically, phenomenal in every way, every which way.
Hey, that's what we like to hear.
Well, Patty, all of our listeners around the world, we need to do a great big wahoo on that one.
Wahoo! So,
on the count of three, it's wahoo. One, two, three, wahoo.
Yeah, that is a big deal. And I'd like to talk about it a little bit because it's something that most of us are facing every day. Whatever you are being, whether it be happy, whether it be busy, whether it be grumpy even, have you ever noticed that you go out there in the world and sometimes people have a reaction to you and they'll accuse you of being grumpy or they'll say something like, how come you're so happy today? Who said you could be happy? Quit that noise. Yeah. They'll have a point of view or aka a judgment when it comes from that place. Yeah, it happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That whatever you're being seems to affect other people.
Yeah.
I just felt the energy on that one and groaned from people listening.
Kind of came over us like a wave.
It did.
All the light bulbs going on. I'm blinded here.
Well, sometimes people, if you're sad and everything, people gather around you and say, what's the matter? What's wrong? Why are you sad? And then if you're really, really happy, they want to know what kind of drugs you're on.
Yeah.
So you're not right either way.
Yeah, you're not right. I love what you just said. You're not right either way. So I have a question for you. Is there any allowance for you in any of what we just talked about?
No. Now, with just what I said and everything, there is no allowance. You either have to be sad or you have to be on drugs.
Yeah, but there's just no allowance.
No allowance.
Is there any allowance that you have for you either?
No.
No. There is no allowance. So what is it that you perceive a lot of in those comments and those questions that people have of you?
Judgments and pigeonholes.
Judgments. That's right. Judgments and pigeonholes. Judgments. So whenever there is judgment around, there isn't usually allowance. An allowance is what you can be in order to let go of judgment. I'm just making that a high note, you know. Allowance versus judgment. Woohoo! How does it get any better than that? For our ongoing listeners who are adding these tools and applying them to their life, what else is possible?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's look at that. So what can you do when people are saying these things to you? How many of you actually start to judge yourself chronically for having done the wrong thing? Lynn?
I used to a lot. I used to hold back. I used to stifle myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to turn my attitude or how I was behaving more to fit their mood.
Yeah, more to fit their mood. So you mean you let go of your joy and happiness?
Yes.
In order to become sad or question yourself?
It was making them uncomfortable and kind of pissy towards me.
Oh, how does it get any better than that? So what if you would be able to be an allowance of your joy, which you're talking about being now, and allowed them to be exactly what they were being?
Absolutely new concept.
Exactly. Total new concept. If you're an allowance of you and an allowance of them, total different possibility. And I can hear people saying, yeah, that's easy for you to say, Audrey. You're not getting hit with it all the time.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, with my laughter, you've heard me laugh on the radio show.
Yeah.
I have the awareness of it all the time. When I'm laughing, people get disturbed. It's just disturbed. They get disturbed by my laughter. So would you like to know what I'm actually disturbing by my laughter?
Yeah.
Yes.
All the judgments. And all the points of view that are holding them up or us up in that moment.
Mm.
See, in that laughter, can judgment actually exist? Or when I continue laughing, does it dissipate?
Yeah, it's like a room cleaner.
It is a room cleaner. Laughter is one of the most generative energies that when you're laughing, you can let go of so much energy, stuck energy. And if you notice how when you laugh, you can't think because you're just laughing so hard.
Yeah.
It's clearing out all those thoughts and judgments and points of view that are going on there so that you can have more peace.
Wow.
So laughter is actually a phenomenal medicine, because we're a body show, a phenomenal medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And when you laugh, you actually release all this energy, which allows you and your body to let go of its fixed or stuck points of view that you may have put on it. And it also lets go of your reactions to the judgments other people have of you. And, of course, your sweet body.
Oh.
How does it get any better than that?
Sometimes you could be laughing so hard, it's so infectious, that you start crying, your nose starts running, and you have to go to the bathroom. I mean, it's turning on every single solitary thing in your body because it just loves it. It just loves laughter.
Absolutely. And look at all that fluid release.
Yeah.
You're having a good laugh.
Now, let me ask you this, Audrey.
Yes.
This is what used to be said to me when I was a small child.
Mm-hmm.
When we would get playing or anything and we would get laughing so loud and so long, my mother would say, keep that laughter up and you'll cry before you go to bed.
Cool. You probably will. You'll be so
happy.
Yeah,
we did every time.
Yeah.
Every time. I'm like, how did she know that?
There's also a thread in there that you're going to get into trouble if you keep laughing.
Yeah. Just a tad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that how you took it?
Yes.
Oh, isn't that cute? So mm-hmm. Something that was probably meant to be funny or not, either way, it doesn't matter. Okay? It was taken away other than what laughter is about. Laughter is a joyful energy that releases all that stuck energy. So when you misapply, when you take something on that isn't actually accurate, it can stick you with that point of view for a long time. It's like a lie. However, you're functioning from that. So has anybody else had a lie that they've been functioning from that's stopping the laughter and the joy for your body and your life? Okay, so I feel a clearing coming on.
Yep, I've just lifted my feet off the ground. There's a wave coming through.
So all the points of view, all the decisions, all the lies, all the judgments that you bought before the age of 2 and forever about laughter and being joyful and being happy, that isn't no longer true for you, creating the dis-ease in your life, will you now, everybody, let all that go and let go of everything that you've aligned and agreed with or resisted and reacted to that allows that to exist?
Yes.
Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And all the anger, rage and fury about that you bought and all the sadness that you had to take on in order to prevent yourself from being that joyful and being that happy and being that silly and having nothing in your head and just goofing around and just making everybody else happy and disturbing everybody, all that energy, the sadness, the anger, the rage, the upset, the intrigue, anything that you took on in order to not have the joy, the happiness, the laughter, and the gratitude, will you let that go now?
Yep.
Yes.
Maybe you should only let 10% go, because if you let too much of that go, you might be too happy. And then you'd be in more trouble.
I don't think so.
I'll do 100 plus. I'll take 100 plus, please.
All right, then. 100 it is. So everything that is and everything you've been holding on to that has not allowed you to have the joy, will you now just let all that go?
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Thank you. Right, wrong, good and bad, pop and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Wow.
So we got light.
Yeah, yay! Woohoo! I
yeah,
like it.
Light in the Midwest.
It's light so here, too. My buddy's going, whee! Thank you.
Wow.
I'm like that little pig that drives down in the Geico ad, you know, whee!
I love that little guy.
Makes me laugh every time. Like,
yeah.
Whee!
Yeah, there's a turn coming. Oops.
Yes. And he's got padding on, though, so the turns will be fun as well.
That's right.
There's an analogy if ever you're required one, you know, whee! Oops, going every turn. Woohoo! I remember Gary used to talk about flying to Australia a lot, and one day they were in the air, and there was a drop in air pressure. And all he said, it was really funny because you could hear all the Americans were going, we're going to die. We can understand that. And then all the Australians were going, woohoo! we Aussies have a bit of a daredevil nature. And if you're listening to this radio show, you probably do too.
Just a tad.
A wee attitude. Okay, yeah, let's let it go. Woohoo! So, yeah, there we go. You have to see the actions too. My arms are going up in the air. How does it? It's like going up and down a roller coaster. It's like it has all this turbulence and all these sensations of feelings and emotions, and then you go, woohoo! Because it's like blowing out. What else is possible? I digress.
Absolutely.
And I'm also letting all that stuff blow off. You notice how that we're talking, it's allowing it to get more spacious, because we're not really trying to grab onto anything, to do anything with anything. Just allowing it to blow off.
Now, why lock in the excitement when, my gosh, there's more excitement coming?
There's even more, you know. There's another turn to go around the corner and get have fun and woohoo again.
Yep.
So how does it get any better than that? Okay, so there's our digress for the blow-off. What else is possible? But in the... So now, if we look at what were we just doing, if you're willing to allow yourself to not have to react to everything that everybody says to you, then do you think you might have a better chance of being able to go, oh, wow, what else is possible, and what else can I choose? I know there was a big question. I took a wide corner. Because we're following the energy here. Woo-hoo. But when you look at it, it's like it's one of the things when we're facing judgment all the time by different people, we're just facing it. It's when you own it that you make it yours and you affect your life. So, for instance, if somebody tells you that, wow, you're too happy, which is a wonderful judgment to have. How does it get any better than that? You're too happy. It's just an interesting point of view. They have that point of view. If you align and agree with it, or you resist and react to it, it can quite often take the judgment and solidify it into this moment, solidify it into you. And if you decide that that must be wrong, then you can erase all the happiness by making the decision that that's wrong. How does it get any better than that? What else is possible?
Well, so that almost bears a repeat. That had a little, just a touch of wonkiness to it.
No.
Just a hair. Maybe you could run through that one more time for our listeners.
Absolutely. If somebody, like, here's a story. This story's going to make it easier. I had a lady come and see me, and she was doing a lot of weight change with the stuff that we were doing. So she came to me. She was a very large lady. She used to call herself the Michelin Man, you know. She used to waddle.
Oh, my.
And she'd have a really hard time coming up the stairs. And we'd been working together about 8 weeks. And she basically said she was 4 dress sizes smaller. How does it get any better than that?
Wow.
And she could walk up the stairs better. And she was off her oxygen machine. So she'd had quite a bit of change happen. And she came in one day, and she was really cranky, and I'm like, what's up? She said, "Well, I'm still fat." I went, "Mm-hmm." She said, "Well, my husband told me that I'm fat." And I went, "Okay." And she said, "Well, we're supposed to change that." And she was really cranky. And she said, "And then I went to the doctor, and he put me on the scales, and I gained weight." Uh-huh. And she's like, "So what are you going to do about it?" And she's standing there, and I said, "Okay, so, honey, put your hands on your hips." She put her hands on her hips. I said, "Now look down at your feet. Can you see ankles?" She went, "Yes." I said, "Okay, so walk outside, and can you walk?" She said, "Yes." I said, "How's your breathing?" And she stopped, and she looked at me. She said, "Well, they're all different." I said, "Have you got new clothes on?" She said, "Yes, I have." "Well, okay, so are you seeing any change?" She went, "Yes." And she said, "But I'm still fat, and people are judging me." I went, "Ah, okay. Well, guess what, honey?" She said, "What?" I said, "You still look fat to everybody else." She went, "Huh?" I said, "When you look in the mirror, you're changing. However, you may still look fat to everybody else." She went, "Yeah." I said, "So really, when they say you're fat, okay, it's just an interesting point of view that they have that point of view. Now, what else is possible and what will it take to shift that?" And she went, "Oh, and what if you didn't have to align and agree or resist and react to that person's point of view about what you are or what you look like?" And she got that usual spacey feeling that, you know, that guys talk about when we get, "Oh, mm-hmm. really?" And what was happening is when people would comment to her, she would align and agree or resist and react to it, get upset by it, and then want to go and eat, or start to judge herself for not being skinny yet. Which, however, she'd shed four dress sizes, like, because she had so much, she'd shed really quickly. She had new pants on, she could see her ankles, she was moving. There was a whole lot of change happening for her. That because someone else said, "You're fat," she was going to judge herself and make herself wrong and cut off all the awareness.
Wow.
Yeah. And when she went and stood on the scales said she was heavier, because she was. She had increased her muscle tone, and muscle's heavier than fat, and she had more oxygen running through her body, so her body was heavier. However, she was still shrinking. But because the scales told her she was heavier, she was going to let go and get down on herself and judge herself for not having done anything and still being fat, rather than looking at what's really happening, which is I'm moving easier, my clothes are shrinking, my body's shrinking, and I'm happier. She was going to let all that go for judgment.
Wow.
And so what I'm talking about before I told you the story was when you align and agree with someone's point of view or resist and react to it with someone's point of view, you can make, and then you go to make yourself right or wrong for having that point of view or not having that point of view, you can end up sticking yourself with a whole lot of judgment and creating your body based on that. Because then you start looking in the mirror and you start going, "I'm too fat. I'm too fat. See, I'm too fat." What do you hear when I say that?
A lot of anger.
Yeah. Is there any question in that, though?
None whatsoever, no.
No, because you're saying, "I am fat." You're just telling yourself and your body that you're fat. So that's sort of like a bit of a description of how we get into the cycle of implanting judgment, like creating our body and our life from judgment, is we align and agree with someone else's point of view or resist and react to someone else's point of view. And then we judge ourselves based upon it. We make ourselves right or we make ourselves wrong.
What a great example, and I'll bet it is probably more common than anybody can even imagine, and I bet all of our listeners can probably come up with a similar story in their lives someplace along the way. Wow.
Yeah. Yes. So, how does it get any better than this, and what else is possible? So, all that aha moment that may be happening, or everything that energy brought up for you, or that story brought up for you, would you all be willing to let go of all the things you've said you are? I am, I'm fat, I'm old, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm sad, I'm sick, all of it. For this 10 seconds, or this moment, would you be willing to let it all go? There we go. And will you let go of everything that you aligned and agree about it, or resisted and reacted to it? And for this 10 seconds, let it go.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Let's do the clearing. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Okay. So there's a little clue for everybody. If you catch yourself going to the wrongness of yourself and catch yourself and go, okay, that's a really interesting point of view on being so hard on myself. How does it get any better than this question? How does it get any better than this? And what else is possible? Simple questions. How does it get any better than this? And what else is possible? And new question. What will it take to let go of all this judgment and be an allowance of me? Another question. What will it take for me to let go of all this judgment right now and be an allowance of me? It's a simple way of speaking to yourself and allowing yourself to have a little bit more ease. Does that sound like a different possibility?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And it's so simple.
Do you think a lot of the problem can be that people just simply do not give themselves any allowance?
Well, of course. It's like, well, how much allowance were you given as a kid, Len?
Oh, absolutely none.
Yeah.
You did not know my mother.
Oh, I had my own.
I think they were sisters. I think they were twin sisters.
Well, even then, when I look at my mother's life, was she given any allowance?
No.
And how much have you heard the word allowance thrown around your living room?
Well, it always had to deal with if you're going to get a quarter for taking the garbage out.
Yes, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Probably a more popular phrase would be desperately saying, can you just please cut me a little slack?
Cut me a little slack, yeah. Good way of putting it, David. Like a lot of us are out there, just cut me a little slack. Just give me a moment. Let me catch my breath.
Yeah.
I know when I first started doing Access, I looked and I heard these words, I was like, oh my goodness. I can recall as a kid saying, I just wish someone would be an allowance of me. I would just like someone to be an allowance. Why can't you be an allowance of me? And I'd hear it run through my head. And it wasn't until I really started looking at the tools and using them, and I went, oh, wow, I've been asking for this allowance all my life from other people. And now, by these tools and this principle, I can ask, what would it be like to give allowance to myself? See, I've been spending all my life trying to get other people to quit judging me. tough life. Woohoo! That's a tough job. I was always trying to get people to not judge me and just take me as I was. Cut me some slack. Would you just let me be for a minute? I'm really a nice person. I'm not out to get you. I'm really nice. It's like, I'm really not that fat. I'm really not that bad. I'm really not. Spending so much time convincing other people or trying to get them to quit judging me so I could have some allowance. And then it's like, so what if you didn't have to work that hard and you could just have some allowance for yourself? Allowance. And that's what, when I said to you that story, it's like the tools, when you catch yourself going into, oh, download of judgment, or the common look in the mirror and start to whack yourself with the judgment, instead of going there, going, okay, wait a minute, interesting point of view that I'm just, whew, judging myself right now. How does it get any better than this? A question which can change the energy. How does it get any better than this? What else is possible? Which is opening the doorway to a different choice and a different moment. And for in this 10 seconds, what would it take for me to be an allowance of me right now? What would it take for me to let go of all the judgment I have of myself right now and be an allowance of me?
Now, it's kind of interesting. As I was listening to the story that you told us about that client of yours, by the time you were all done, I was almost exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just exhausting to live that way all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I, having been such a large person and continue to be bigger than the average woman, I was literally exhausted when I met the Tools of Access, when I met Gary Douglas and the Tools of Access. Exhausted. I was in and out of a wheelchair, and the doctors were telling me that I'd never walk again without pain, and I'd never work again. Mm. Now, that's exhausting.
Yeah.
And the energy of all that judgment, the energy of that point of view, they do. They weigh down pretty heavy, huh?
Mm-hmm. My goodness.
So what if, would you be willing to be the lightness of being, and all that tiredness, all that energy that is heavy? You know how last week we talked about if something makes you feel lighter, it's a truth. If it makes you feel heavy, it's a lie. Everything that you've been weighting yourself down with the lies and the judgments of who, what, and why you are, the way you are, or why you look the way you look, or why you be the way you be, will you give that up now? For this moment, okay? Right now in this moment, would you be willing to let go of all of that for this 10 seconds and have a different possibility?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
So everything that is and everything that brings up and everything that you have aligned and agreed with or resisted and reacted to that allows any of that to exist, will you now just blow it off, destroy and uncreate it all, and set yourself free?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Excuse me, that
goes.
Was just lots of energy blowing up.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Bye-bye. Okay, whew. Now, I like to do a little shake, you know, like do a little shake, let it blow off a bit more, you know, happy
kind
dance,
like
woohoo!
Shake your tail feather.
Happy dance. Shake your tail feather, shake that tail feather.
Yep.
Woohoo!
And
here's to make your head spin a little bit more. Everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be.
There we go.
Everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. And everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. I should have said anybody driving, listening. Maybe. Anyway.
Too late.
Too late. Oh! So then
burn
you
coming.
Have to dance.
And hopefully they have some padding on.
Put your seatbelt on if you're listening on satellite Lynn, radio.
Yeah.
Lynn's thinking of the little piggies going,
the little piggies, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
You. How does it get any better? And that's the thing. Okay, so everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. I'll slow it down. Everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. There you go. If you say that 3 to 5 times, anything that you are trying to align and agree with or resist and react to about what someone or something is saying will get a chance to go, woohoo, and blow off.
Mm-hmm.
And you have less. You notice how your head's spinning?
Yes.
Okay. When that spaciness can judgment stick in that space in it?
No.
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 Okay. No. No foothold that's, there.
Okay, so judge yourself. I dare you. See how much energy it took to try and do that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be a lot more fun just to look in the mirror, no matter how big or small or short or tall or whatever you were, and just say, wow, you are an absolutely remarkable body, and thank you for taking care of me today.
It would be wonderful.
Just flip the whole thing around.
It would be fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. But I know some of you are going, yeah, right, it's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
It isn't always easy. However, it's something that if you will start to use, just try it, give it a whirl, each time you remember to do it, it'll just get easier. It's like one of the things that I became really important in my life was to apologize to my body sometimes, you know, because when I realized that I was judging it so badly, or when I'd aligned and agreed or resisted or reacted to someone else's judgments and make myself wrong for being what they were saying I was, I'd catch myself as I'd go through the process. I'd catch myself and I'd go, oh, body, I'm really sorry that I just laid all that judgment on you. I really am. I'm sorry. I know that you're you, and I'm really sorry I did that to you. What will it take? I let it all go now, and what else is possible? Thanks for being with me, body. Thanks for being you. And what will it take to have more joy, more fun, and an easier time together? So for some of you out there, it may be time to just take a moment or two sometimes to apologize to your sweet body, if you catch it, or even yourself for that matter. I mean, how many of you, David, have you judged yourself for not doing something accurately?
I can be my own worst enemy. I can beat myself up better than anybody else on the planet.
Yes. We won't even
and I know all the right words.
Yeah. And it's even when you catch yourself going crook and judging yourself, it's like, whoa, hang on a minute. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I did that to me. Okay. So what did she say? What was that weird Australian woman say? Oh, okay. How does it get any better than this, and what else is possible?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have the right question. You don't have to have the right answer. You don't have to have the right words. You can just go, oh, I'm really sorry I did that. Okay, so what can I choose now? And is there a different possibility here? Any question will allow that. How does it get any better than that? What else is possible? I'm just giving you those ones because that's what I use. And I know they work for me. So how does it get any better than this and what else is possible? And honestly, I've had so many people use that apologizing to their body when they have judged it terribly. And they find that all of a sudden there's a sense of peace and an allowance energy that comes over them because your body really isn't out to judge you. Your body doesn't judge. We, infinite beings who've been around here for a while, will tend to capture everybody else's way of judging and have applied it to our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're willing to apologize to your body and choose something else, it will do it for you. It will. It'll let it go.
Yeah, if you're a large person, let's say, and you're looking at a Victoria's Secret commercial on television, and you start feeling bad because you don't look like that, how easy is it to go, wow, that's remarkable. What would it take for me to look like that? Turn it right into a question.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can. You can certainly ask your body, what would it take to look like that? I know from being a larger person, usually when I look at a Victoria's Secret model and I go, oh, what will it take for me to be like that? I go, a long time.
Maybe it would be easier to put a lot more weight and make that person bigger. Let me go buy her a sandwich. That woman needs an ice cream.
Well, but what I'm describing is what we can do is we can go into asking those sorts of questions can also bring up other judgments.
Yeah, I was being facetious with that, but I think we all need to be practical about these things and look for things, targets that are attainable, you know, that we're comfortable with, and give ourselves ease, joy, and glory, and be very peaceful about it, rather than, you know, go absolutely crazy and put demands on ourselves that, you know, maybe a little difficult for a person.
And I'd like to do another radio show on targets and how to do that.
Oh, yes.
Because that's where it's leading, you know. We're moving so fast about letting go of judgments. That's where we go to. And we will spend time on targets very soon. I'll make sure that comes in the next couple of weeks. Maybe
already been jotted down.
Yeah. But a target has much more of an energy of possibility than goals. Because goal in old English means jail. So sometimes what can happen is if you set yourself a goal, you can actually be putting yourself into a jail, which can keep you from attaining what it is you're after. And sometimes, like if I expected myself to go to a size 2, that would be a definite jail, because I would be very unhealthy if I tried to go there from the
size. It'd be kind of fun to watch you try it.
No, it would not be.
But, you know, that goes back to the practical. That goes back to being practical. That's being practical about things. And we find that with all of our clients. I had a client that came to me on a Friday and said, over this next weekend, I want to get rid of, out of my life, alcohol, tobacco, and caffeine. And he was serious. And I said, well, all I can promise you is that by Monday morning, you will have the world's largest headache. So why don't we get a little bit more realistic about really what do you want to do and what are the questions that we can ask here? And over 2 or 3 months, there was a major lifestyle shift for him, and he felt a whole lot better because he was willing to, you know, look at his targets and go for them.
Yeah. And so all of that can come up. So here we go. I'd like to do a clearing. Are you guys up for one?
Oh, yes.
Just to make your bodies tingle. Okay. So all the goals that you have created in your life so far that you haven't achieved, okay, get all the energy of that, plus all the judgment you've had about not making those goals and not reaching what you wanted to reach, and all those judgments, conclusions, decisions, holding all of that, will you give up your goals right now? And it doesn't mean that you don't set them. It doesn't mean you don't have them. I'm just asking you to let go of the judgment that is keeping you from attaining them.
Wow.
All the judgment that's kept you from attaining your goals, or as we like to say in Access, your targets. Because you can always move a target. See, a goal is usually solid. You know, you have a timeline and a date, and that's where it's going to show up. If you have a target, you can reach the goal earlier or a bit later. So what we're asking you to do now is just let go of all the judgments that have kept you from achieving or attaining your targets. And everything that you've aligned and agreed with or resist or react to, allow that to exist, will you just destroy and uncreate it all thoroughly and utterly and let it go?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And all the unrealistic or realistic expectations and projections you have about how you have to get there, what you have to do it, everything you've been twisting yourself up in knots for not getting to, will you let all of that go too?
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Because realistic and unrealistic expectations, how many of you have been told that that's really an unrealistic goal or expectation for you? When I went to the doctors and they told me that I wouldn't walk again without pain and I had to give up any hope of working, I'd look behind my shoulders and I'd go, who were you talking to?
Yeah.
And they would go, Audrey, this is an unrealistic expectation of yours. You just have to get it through your head. You're not going to be able to work again. and you're not going to be able to walk without pain. And I look at him and go, who are you talking to? That is not an unrealistic expectation. But in their world, and from what I had presented to them medically, it was. So that them and I would be having this banter of, no, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, I can. So what if it wasn't a statement of a realistic or an unrealistic expectation? What if we just let go of all the expectations and we could choose again? So everything that you have aligned and agreed with or resisted and reacted to around expectations, around your targets, around your goals, that hasn't allowed you to achieve them with your body and your life, will you let them all go now and allow a different possibility?
Yes.
Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, hock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. See, those expectations can be in effect as well of your body and your life. So we will do a session on targets, we will, and I want to reiterate that in this show we're talking about having a different attitude about judgment, okay? And that was what David said in the email. I'm like, oh, I like that, a different attitude about judgment. So what if judgment itself was just an interesting point of view, and there was nothing right about it or nothing wrong about it, nothing good about it and nothing bad about it? What if it just was very interesting? Mm-hmm. Would that make it easier to sort of perceive and not react to?
Absolutely.
Okay. So everything that hasn't allowed that in the past, will you just destroy and uncreate that and let that go too?
Yes.
Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And here's a tool that you can use for the coming week. What if there was nothing wrong with me? Okay. What if there was nothing wrong with me here? Did anyone feel lighter when I asked that question?
Well,
what if there was nothing wrong with this?
It used to make me feel very strange when you would ask me that.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't any longer.
Hallelujah. So the more you've used it, the easier it's become.
Yes.
Brilliant. Please, everybody, it's like these are some of the questions that judgment can only stick you if you align and agree with it, make it right, or resist and react to it, make it wrong. And interpretation of that is that you make yourself right or yourself wrong. And most of the time when you make someone else's judgment right, you end up making yourself wrong.
Yes.
So that question, if you find yourself going to the wrongness of you or making your body wrong, these questions, I use them all the time. What if there was nothing wrong here? And what if there was nothing wrong with me? And they can create a sense of peace the more you do it. On the other side of that, you can also ask, what is right about this, whatever the situation is, what's right about this that I'm not getting? And when you ask what's right about it, that which is true about it can show up and all the heaviness can leave. So what's right about this, I'm not getting, or what's right about me that I'm not getting. Now, I had a lady who traveled with me once when I was doing classes in Australia, and she was saying, we're in class, and she said, Audrey, I keep having this hip pain come up every now and then during the class. It's been going on for years. Is there a process? Can we do anything? And I looked at the energy, and I went, what's right about you, you're not getting? She looked at me, she said, wow, okay, that just left. So for 3 weeks, she kept asking whenever the quote-unquote hip pain showed up, she'd ask, what's right about me that I'm not getting? And the pain shifted, and it changed. So all the stuff that she had been making herself wrong for was getting to let go, and she was getting to show up with more ease. It was taking the judgments that were making her wrong and releasing them.
Wow.
So what's right about me, I'm not getting. And in the throng of it, if you catch yourself judging, what if there was nothing wrong here? So, but you all like what's right about me, I'm not getting, which is a lot of fun. So feel, please use it. It's a wonderful way to get some of the limitation of judgment that you've been locking up into your body and your life to let go, and you can have more ease.
We
so
were
how did you better miss, and what else is possible? What were you asking, honey?
We were asking that question on Saturday. We had a situation come up, and David came home, and it was kind of, I guess you would call it a beyond, something
yeah.
we weren't prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started asking, what's right about this that we're not getting? And we must have mm-hmm. asked that for an hour. And then all of a sudden, it was another 45 minutes later, it just all became crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
And we understood where everything was flowing and why it was flowing this way, and it just made perfect sense. And if we hadn't had these kinds of tools, we would have dragged this out probably 6 months
yeah.
trying to figure out what was going on and what was happening. And we just asked this question like for an hour. And there it was.
That's beautiful, honey. And please, yeah, that's something you can do for any situation. If you keep coming up with a sticky situation, or it's like you seem to have this obstacle in the road, you know, obstacle in the road that you can see now, but you're not sure what's creating it. I was referring to our opening music.
Yes.
if you catch that, if you ask, keep asking, what's right about this I'm not getting, it may be 2 minutes, and maybe 2 days, it could be 2 weeks. If you keep asking that question, it'll show up. It will show up to you. It will get clearer the more you be in the question. What's right about this I'm not getting, or what's right about me that I'm not getting?
Mm-hmm.
That could be a whole lot of fun to play with in the coming week.
Absolutely.
What's right about me I'm not getting? And how does it get any better than that? And what else is possible?
There we
I
go.
I know you're
well,
going to let me. Woohoo!
There we go. Well, we're getting into the wind down, so if I can just take a. We'll do a little housekeeping here. If you'd like to visit Audrey's website, and it has all of her contact information on it, it's audreylynette.com, AudreyLynette.com. And you could email her at accessjoyforyou@yahoo.com, and all her information is available there. If you'd like to have a private session or chat with Audrey or have a question for her, that would be absolutely phenomenal. If you'd like to get a hold of Dave and Lynn, viableoptions.com, VIABLEOPTIONS. .com, one
oh,
word,
stop.
Or acofkc.net. But the interesting thing is we do send out broadcast emails about what's going on with the show, and you can go to viableoptions.com and sign up for our newsletter. We don't we won't fill your email box up, but we'll send you a little wisdom from time to time. And if you have questions for the show or comments, we love to have comments and suggestions for the show. LiveLaughAndBU@yahoo.com. That's LiveLaughAndBU, one word, @yahoo.com. So what an exciting show today. Every time we do a show, I can hardly wait till it's archived so I can listen to it a couple more times. Wow, what a bunch of wisdom. What a bunch of wisdom today. A lot of neat tools.
Yes, it was fun. I know there was a lot in there. So please, if you have any questions come up from what I said or you'd like a bit more clarity, shoot us an email. And in a couple of weeks, we'll have a radio show where we'll answer some of your questions on the air. How did
yep,
that
they're happen? Starting to pile up.
Oh, good. Let's begin
yeah.
with that. So please, please, please. And as always, if you are finding that you have head pressure, please find someone in your area to get your bars run. I've had a few people call me this week, and they just needed their bars run. If you go on to the our sites and you click over to the Access website, there is practitioners in your area. Or get to a class. And what I was thinking, David, maybe we'll have a telecall in a few weeks on what the bars are so people can
Absolutely. Yeah, we could do a bars clarity call of some sort and just kind of fill folks in on some of the tools that are available. I know we just had a Access Bars class Sunday here and hi to our students. And we've got another one coming up April 15th, which we're looking forward to. And
which just happens to be David's birthday.
I don't have a birthday. I just have that day that is kind of a reflection of when I was born, but that's okay.
Good time to get your bars run.
That's right.
It's tax day, too. How does it get any better than that?
How does it, well, yes, how does it get any better than that? But we've had a great show today, and we'd like to thank everybody for listening, everybody all around the world. Hi over to BeVogue and all the folks over there, and everybody and all the Access practitioners and just general listeners. If you have any questions about Access, just drop us a note and an email, and we'll be more than happy to point you in the right direction for additional information. All that, have a wonderful, wonderful day and a wonderful week, and we look forward to next week, and we'll chat again. So I guess we can have the music. Let's have Huey Lewis take us out.
Woo-hoo!
Bye.
Bye.